Words for the day. Happy people. I would hazard a guess that the easiest way to distinguish a non-Christian from a Christian is their smile. Non-Christians almost always have a scowl on their face and just seem unfriendly or troubled most of the time. Not always, but more often than not. Please, no emails. This is not to say that non-Christians never smile. It is to say that Christians smile more often and are generally happier and upbeat. In fact, health officials state that Christians live longer than non-Christians, and being happy and at peace are factors that weigh into this. Unequivocally, it rains on Christians just like it does on those who are not righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, Christians can endure the problems of this world and continue to remain upbeat about it much easier. Why? Because they have a Savior who loves them and whose Spirit resides in them. Imagine that. God's Holy Spirit actually resides in our bodies. He helps direct our thought processes and forms our conscience. He prays for us in powerful, supernatural manner in a language that we cannot understand. He helps with our decision-making processes. He protects us against the forces of evil. He helps us to understand God's holy word. It opens our minds to understand God's plan for our lives. Non-Christians do not have the Holy Spirit as an advocate, nor does the Holy Spirit reside in their bodies. Therefore, they are not a party to all the benefits of actually having God's Spirit reside in their earthly bodies. Christians have much to smile about, and it's just not limited to the hereafter. God wants His children to be happy in this world too, just as a loving father would desire it for their children, only more so. Too many envision God as aloof and unapproachable, far off in another universe, preoccupied with cosmic matters of great import. Not so. This comes from those who do not know the Bible. The Bible tells us that the very hairs on our head are numbered. God instructs us to come to Him with everything. He repeatedly warns us not to worry and to realize that He is watching over us as a good shepherd watches over his flock of sheep. God knows everything about us and watches our every move 24/7. We were bought at a great price, the blood of Jesus Christ, and God is not about to allow anything or anyone to ever separate us from Him. He is the best friend that one could ever hope for. He actually gave His life in order that we may live. This dangerous world and the fear of the hereafter would be something to frown about indeed if there were not for God and His steady, reassuring guarantee of protection against any and everything for now and throughout eternity. Now go out there with a smile on your face. Verse for the day is Romans 8:26-28. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He searches the hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, and He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose.